Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Nashville Sounds General Manager Adam News with us at the table. Home opener, can you believe it?
Home opener. Thanks so much for having us on. You guys are like celebrities here. Everybody wants to come see you.
I don't know about that.
Well, Booster did.
So Booster, yeah.
You look good in your jerseys. I like that.
Yes,
these are sweet.
Them.
We're all bundled up, though. We had to cover them, but we got these sweet jerseys.
It look
just
good,
for
though.
The record, yeah. It's not that cold in the stands.
No, not at all.
We are in a like wind tunnel. It's actually a very nice day.
Kirby just likes the challenges. You guys ready? Home opener.
We're ready. You know, right. This is like Christmas morning. This is so much fun for us. We get so excited to open up the ballpark for a Nashville Sounds game. We've been having soccer on Saturday. We've been having all kinds of events. Finally, here for Nashville Sounds
baseball.
I was
talking to your guy, Doug Scoble. He said this is the first year in like 5 years that it hasn't rained on opening day.
Yeah, you know, we'd have no idea what to expect from a walk-up because historically it's always raining. So this is the first time that it's a nice day.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, you know, we get to the point that we can predict just about all of our crowds. This is going to be one that's going to stump us. We don't know what to expect.
How funny.
Stump the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good night at the ballpark. So what kinds of things you got going on? Man, there's always something going on here with soccer, concerts, baseball.
Yeah, so today's going to be pretty fun because in the fifth inning, we've always had the Country Legends Racers. So we have Reba, Johnny, yeah, and George. And tonight in the fifth inning, we're going to bring out one more. And so it's kind of a surprise right now. So
is
a little bit of a teaser for you.
Our engineer?
It could be. Hold your breath.
Is it Justin Timberlake, but it's not really a suit guy? It's like really Justin Timberlake out there running?
It could be. That's a good guess.
I like the openness of it. Could be.
Could be.
Whatever we
stick
say,
around till the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My staff has been panicked
now.
That I'm going to go out and say who it is ahead of time.
But can there be a hint? Can you hint?
I'm going to tell you if I start doing that.
That's the whole idea. We're reporters. Like to get to the heart of the matter.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody who comes also gets a schedule magnet tonight, right? Because we got it right here. Very cool.
Yep. So schedule magnet. And then after the game is a fireworks show. So typically we only have those on Fridays, but this is a big occasion and a big celebration. So we're excited to shoot some fireworks off.
What all goes into, I know this, working in college athletics, I worked 3 17-hour days my last football season before I came back here and joined 3HL. The last 3 days were 17-hour days, and the game day itself, I think I wound up working 20 hours that day. What have these last few days been like, just to prep everything, to get it right?
Yeah, so today's exactly one of those days. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. And we'll probably make it home about midnight, maybe after that. But you wouldn't do it any other way. It's so much fun this time of year and to be able to do what we've worked all off season to kind of create this. And it's just fun to have the season back and up and running. And we just run on 5-hour energy.
Is it tough or is it a plus to maybe have a week where you start on the road and then your home opener is kind of once the team has already started? You like it or dislike it, or would you rather have the home opener on the first day of the season?
So traditionally, I usually like opening a week later. It gives us a little bit more time. This year, we started soccer in February.
Yeah.
So we feel like we've been ready for games since February. So we started a lot earlier this year. And this year we start on a Tuesday. If we would have started at home, we would have started on a Thursday, and that's always nice.
But. Right.
Yeah.
Headed into the weekend.
Yep.
So extra pressure on the grounds crew.
Extra pressure trying to
balance baseball and soccer.
Yeah. So they've been. It's unbelievable looking out there because we've had a soccer game on Saturday, and you can't tell at all. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
There's a few spots out in the outfield that you can kind of see the lines, but you have to look really closely. They did a fantastic job turning it over in a couple days.
So my kids love coming and playing putt-putt. They love baseball, but they want to go play putt-putt. They'll watch a little baseball, but then they want to go play putt-putt.
So I know one of your boys is a great basketball player, and one of the things that we're going to do is have a Papa Shot Connect 4 It's under construction right now.
Oh, that's outstanding.
It's not done quite yet, but it should be here in the next month. But we are so excited about it, and we'll have to have your boy out here. I've seen him shooting on Facebook. I think he'll fit in perfect.
How do you cross the streams on that to combine checkers and basketball together?
Yeah, so connect four. Yeah. So we have different color basketballs that you've got to shoot one at a time, and there'll be six or seven different baskets. It comes down, and there's some great YouTube videos
that we stole it from. So where you're always scouting out things like that, right?
All the time. And a lot of it comes with the bandbox. We just want to always be enhancing the bandbox with different things than you typically see. And when we came across that, we're like, hey, we got to find somebody that can make it. And we found somebody here in Nashville that can do it.
Wow.
The bandbox is something I envision, like that whole area that you could just pick up and take to a beach. You know what I mean?
It'd be great at a beach.
Yeah, right? So anything that would go great at a beach would go great at the bandbox. That's the way I look at it.
And the best part is there's so many people that come to the game and don't have any idea baseball games going on. It's such a great experience. And just like you said, if you could pick it up and move it, it'd be great anywhere.
I'll tell you another thing that's awesome for business owners out there or people that are looking to have clients and entertain clients and things like that is the suite opportunities here. My wife has done that a couple of times where, you know, she's entertained clients, and it's a great deal, and it's a lot of fun.
It is, and we always love when she comes out. And but yeah, we have a handful of them that we rent out game to game. There's some down right behind home plate that you can be closer to home plate than the pitcher's mound is to home plate. So that's a unique experience to be able to come out and rent one of the field suites. It's a great spot.
You guys really do such a great job of, you're kind of all things to all people. You can bring a 3-year-old kid here and he can have the time of his life, or you can bring your buddies here and have whatever kind of experience you wanted to have, or a bachelorette party, or the band box, or your clubs up in the club level and the suites. Whatever you want, really, you guys can accommodate it. To me, that's one of the most amazing things that you guys do.
Yeah, and that's something you guys fit very well with your son, 3-year-old son. We want to be something that's great for you and your family. Dawn, when you come out,
yeah.
50% of our population from our surveys is female, and we're so proud of being a place that females love to come. You don't have to love baseball. This is a great place to come and hang out.
Or you can love baseball, too, and still hang out.
That's pops.
A plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a pop or two and some soft pretzels.
Well, Adam, thanks for having us out here, man. Always enjoy coming out to First Tennessee Park. It's going to be a fun baseball season.
Yep. Looking forward to it and looking forward to having you guys out.